No need to try to hide nothing from me. All right? Might as well just be honest with him and tell him. Confess it. But something needs to be confessed because he already knows it anyhow. Can't hide nothing from him. Got your Bibles this morning. Turn them into the book of 1 Thessalonians. Last week we tried to share about the reality, the certainty of death. And which death did you rather die, the death of the righteous or the death of the wicked? But you know, death is not the end of it. And these verses, no telling how many times these have been used at graveyards and funerals, particularly this first year. Probably used it myself more at gravesides than any other particular one verse. But I believe the Lord wants to share something from it this morning. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. I was reading, I was really going to start in verse 13. And I thought, well, I'm going to read verse 11 and 12, and I'm not going to preach on it, but you just listen to what it says. Study to be quiet. And to do your own business. You heard that, mind your own business? That's what it's talking about. Study to be quiet and do your own business and to work with your own hands as we command you. Ain't nothing wrong with working with your own hands. That ye may walk honestly toward them that are without, and that ye may have lack of nothing. Here's verse 13 where we don't want to get started. I just want to read the two verses, not preaching on them this morning, but it won't hurt from the sink in, will it? I would not have you be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep. And ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. This we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain to the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. You know, I always looked at verse number 16 and where Paul said, and when the trumpet is a sound, verse 17, then we, which are alive. But you know, I looked at some other verses. Not only did he put himself in the class with some that could be alive, but he put himself in the class with those that's going to be gone in the graves and being sleeping. And so he wanted to know here in this verse of Scripture, he's telling us, if you hear, we're not going to prevent them that which are asleep. But also, if you'll notice in this verse and other verses too, as we get reading these verses this morning, every bit of it's based on the fact that God raised Christ from the dead. The only reason we're going to get up if we go before he comes, the only reason those saints are sleeping out there, their bodies are sleeping, they're not. They are wide awake in glory. But you know the only reason they're going to get up? Because Christ got up. Thank God for that. And so, that's what he said. Look at verse 14. If we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. About three or four verses, he talks about sleep. I wonder why he didn't say those that are dead right there. Hey, sleep, he just going to wake us up. I sort of like that. Go over to 1 Corinthians. I want to read something else before I get started here and I miss it. 2 Corinthians, I don't lose it before we get to it. Second Corinthians chapter number 4 and verse number 14. Look at this verse. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 14 says, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus, look at here, shall raise who? Us. Up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. Thank God. So he said a while ago, us that remain alive are going to be caught up together. Now he's saying, he's also able to raise us up. Hallelujah. So you know what it's telling me? Whether you're here when Jesus comes, or whether your bodies are sleeping in the grave. We're going to get up. Hallelujah. And there's another verse in this Corinthians. If I may have done lost it, but it's saying similar to the same thing. Paul said, yes, 1 Corinthians, this one is verse chapter number 6. Turn with me there quickly and we'll go back to our text. 1 Corinthians chapter number 6 in verse number 14. 1 Corinthians chapter number 6 and verse number 14. And God hath both raised up the Lord. Oh, listen to this. And will also raise us up. By whose power?
His own power.
Hallelujah. Not going to get up by yourself. You can't get in Christ by yourself. Now back to Thessalonians. I just want to read those two verses. I might be referring to them, but I want to read them. And there's another verse as we go back to 1 Thessalonians. I'm blessed about once a month I get a verse left on my answer machine. I won't tell you who's doing it, but she's here. But guess what the verse was this time? Psalm 119, verse 18. And that helps me memorize another verse. I try to keep memorizing the verse once in a while. It says, open thou mine eyes, that I might behold wondrous things out of thy law. And that just went right along with this verse here, which said, be not ignorant concerning those that are asleep. And you know what? If God opened our eyes, we can behold the wonderful things that's in the law of God. It'll help you. Now, you have said for us to sorrow not as others which have no hope. It's all right to sorrow. It's all right to weep. Jesus wept at Lazarus' grave. Shortest verse in the Bible, Jesus wept. 11th chapter of the book of John. But you know what he said? Not as others, which don't have no hope. But thank God we got hope. You know why we got hope? We believe that Jesus died and rose again. God got him up. And he's going to get those loved ones that's sleeping. Their bodies are sleeping in the graves. Going to get him up. And that's a comfort. And if he comes before we go to the grave, he's going to change us. You know what he said in 1 Corinthians 15, verse number 51, I believe it is. He said what he said, I'll show you a mystery. We shall not all what? Sleep. But we shall all be changed. Hallelujah. A moment in the twinkling of an eye, the trump of God shall sound. The dead in Christ is going to rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them. Where? In the clouds to meet the Lord, and so shall we ever be with him. Hallelujah. I was looking at this, and you know what? I was thanking God, and I was saying, Lord, you've been so good to us, and I want to praise you and thank you for all of your mercy and your goodness that you've shown toward us. Hallelujah. And you know what? I got to thinking about in Acts, the first chapter of the book of Acts. You know what the Bible said? and Lord went away. You know how he got out of him? The Bible said a cloud received him out of their sight. Those disciples were standing out on the outside, and they were gazing up into heaven. And the Bible said, why stand you gazed, looking toward this same Jesus that you've seen go away shall come again, thank God. And he left here in the clouds. And listen, he's coming back, and we're going to meet him, hallelujah, in the clouds one day. That's exciting. They not a game, don't care how tight and close it's ever got. There's not a spark. There's not anything anywhere compared that ought to excite us like the thought of the Lord coming. Glory to God. He's coming again. He's coming. And those that sleep in Jesus, guess what? I read it. God is going to bring them with him. He said, we're going to be caught up together with him. Hallelujah, in the clouds. And so he said, brother, I wouldn't have you to be ignorant. But if we ignore the things of God, if our eyes hadn't been opened that we can see and behold the wondrous things in the Word of God, I'm telling you, this Bible says it comfort one another in these words. It's comfort to me to know that one day we'll be back together with those loved ones, thank God. Hallelujah. And so we see in this passage of Scripture, the Bible says forever with the Lord. But I want to say something right here. Hold on to this. If you don't remember anything else, if you're going to be forever with him, you're going to have to get with him now. You know what it said in the book of Matthew? Forgot what verse exactly verse it is now, looking at it. You know what he said to them? Jesus said to his disciples, he said, if they not for us, then they are what? Against us. You got to be for him. And thank God I know. He said if you could ever be with him, but you got to get with him now. Don't wait and think there's a place out yonder after death that you can get right and come with him. You got to get with him now. Hallelujah. You say, well, I'm not for him, but I'm not against him. Well, you better read that book, read that verse of Scripture. I didn't say it. He said it. He said, if you're not for me, you are against me. Let's see if I can find that. Some of you looking a little funny at me. I'm not making that up. Is it 12:30? I want to read it. It's so. That's what Jesus said. Hallelujah. 12, is it verse number 30? Yep. I got done in line. He that is not with me, woo, is against me. And he that gathereth not with me, scattereth abroad. So you got to get with him now. You got to join up with him now. You got to be part of that body now. You got to be born again now. You got to come into the family of God and be with him now. If you're going to be forever with him. And so it's important. It's exactly what he was saying. But he said, thank God, thank God, thank God. Hallelujah. So he said, brother, I wouldn't have any bigger concern than what you're asleep. That you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. Do you know some people go to the very extreme of doing awful things when they lose a loved one? I knew a man, his wife died, and later on he kills himself, not long after it. They go to all kinds of extremes, cutting themselves to all kinds of things, all kinds of things happen. But he said for us, don't sorrow like that. As others, which don't have no hope. But if you don't have no hope, ain't nothing to cling on. But thank God we got hope. Hallelujah. And so he said, those that sleep in Jesus, he gonna bring them with him. You see, we'll never be separated from him. I like it. Hallelujah. You know what? I jotted down two or three things in my Bible. It's full of notes, I guess you say. One of them, if we were him, it'd be forever life. It'd be forever light. It'd be forever basking in the love of God. You think about it, being with him. And it'll be our final home. Hallelujah. Thank God, listen, it's going to be forever peace, joy, and rest. Rest. Weary? You getting weary in your journey here? We headed to a place. We're going to have some rest. Sometimes people say, I don't rest good at night. Well, thank God, I think I slept like a baby last night. 6-7. If I sleep 6-7 hours, about 7 hours solid, that's good. But you know what it said? The Bible said in the book of Revelation, Blessed and holy is he that part in the first resurrection. And you know what it said? Blessed are they, the dead that die where? In the Lord. They shall rest from their labors and their works do follow them. We bless when we die in the Lord. And we bless when we leave this place, we'll be forever with the Lord. But you got to get in now. Don't miss him. Don't miss it. Going to be forever with him. Never separated from him. Amen? So he says, God wouldn't have us to be ignorant of that. It's going to be so much far better. No wonder Paul said, me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. It's gain. No wonder he said, depart and be with Christ, which is what? Far better. You know why? Listen, there's no disturbance there. There's no sin there. There's no heartaches there. There's no separation there. There's no trouble there. It's all peace forevermore. Hallelujah. And rest. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look what he said. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again. Even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. You say, well, how's he going to bring him with him? And the body's laying out in the grave. That's the only thing laid in the grave, folks. That's the only thing out there is a body. They with him. Be absent the body, present with the Lord. They coming back with him. You say, what are they doing? They having a time, I can tell you that. Aren't they? They having a time. And you know what? If I'm not ignorant, what's good? I believe God let us in on enough to know what's going on in heaven now, in paradise now. He told the one on the cross, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. They're in that spirit realm. And I can't explain it. The earthly bodies are out here waiting the resurrection, but they're there in the spirit realm with the Lord. And somehow the Bible said, if this earthly house, this tabernacle be dissolved, we have a building of God not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. They got a spiritual, some kind of spiritual body now. They die in the spirit realm. Worshiping, praising, excited about the things of God. Waiting for the day of redemption when the body's going to get out of the grave. Hallelujah. And listen, this is going to be raised up. Hallelujah. While they're there in the presence of God worshiping the Lord, listen, those spirits and souls, listen, are those lost that have died, their bodies in the grave, they in the, listen, in hell, tormenting right now. It's an awful place to go. But one of these dead, death and hell will give up the dead. And listen, the bodies will give up the graves, will give up the bodies. They'll go back to their bodies and be cast in the lake of fire. There's no comparison between the eternal death in outer darkness and what I'm preaching about this morning. I'm telling you, you got to be with him. Better off never been born if you don't get born again. Better off never come into this world if you don't get saved. If you die lost, don't do it. Oh, don't do it. You know what an infidel said? He said that we believed. If he believed what we say we believe, he said he'd crawl across America on broken glass to get one soul from going there. If he believed it. If we believe that God raised Christ from the dead, you can ought to believe what we need this morning, God to open our eyes, that we can behold some things from his word and behold what's going on in heaven and also behold what's going on in the other place, because it's awful. And heaven's so sweet, so wonderful. Hallelujah. It's the best thing that ever happened to you is get saved, born again, washed in the blood, have an eternal life. What did he say? He said, Lord, if we believe God raised Christ from the dead, I believe all of us believe that here this morning, don't we? I believe if you didn't believe that, you wouldn't be here. I believe that. Well, if we believe that, he said what? And what I'm preaching on this morning is those that sleep in Jesus, God will bring with him. I got some loved ones sleeping out there. Most of you do too. Not out here somewhere else. But you know what? God's going to bring them with it. Hallelujah. They forever going to be with the Lord. He's not going to leave them nowhere. They coming right with him. Body's going to get out of the grave. It's going to be a new body. Someone asked me a question the other day. You know what the only thing I can answer it with? They said, what about, how's God going to gather up where people's been burned? Where people's been cremated? You know what my answer was to? I had no problem with God. None. If God didn't have no problem speaking this world into existence, in heavens and all that we see, and he didn't, God said, and that's all there was to it. Amen. So listen, no matter where those ashes may be scattered, no matter where those bones may be buried, no matter where they may be, when he comes, that's the voice of the trump of God. And the Bible said the dead in Christ going to rise first. They're going to get up before we do. And we, which are alive, should be caught up together. Isn't it amazing how we worship together, we praise together, we work together, and we glorify God together, and we're going to get up together. I sort of like it. Get up together. I don't like preaching the benches. They don't say nothing. But I'm glad to be together. He said, wherever two or three are gathered together, he'd be in the midst of us. And so he's going to catch us up. Amen. We're going up together. So he's going, those that are asleep in Jesus. You know what? I've been around, in the last 40-something years, I've been around several people, including my own wife, when they draw their last breath. It's an experience. You see it. Gone. God sends his angel. Ushers them home. Amen. He does. Hey, one of these days, if Jesus tarries, we'll take our last breath. We'll be open. We'll be in heaven, in his presence. You know, it's amazing. Some people say, well, how long will it take the world to get there? You know what? I believe quick as that body, that soul, that spirit leaves that body. Hey, he's everywhere. We in his presence. We're getting that spirit realm. We don't have to fly beings and beings and beings of miles away. Absent of the body, he says, we're present with the Lord. He said, I was scared of the journey. I don't like to fly. I'm telling you, when you leave that body, you're going to be present with the Lord. Angels can come. Me and Carol was in the hospital visiting a lady. She used to come to church here. And the hospital had, you know, that we was up on a higher floor than one right side. I was looking right out the window, was the top of another floor. And you know what she told us? I believed her. She said an angel come right there sitting outside the window. That was just the day before we was there. You know what? About another day or so, she left him. See, what was he doing out there? He'd come in to get her. She said she saw him. I believe it. He came back. He didn't get her that day, but he came back and got her. What'd y'all do? Her body there? Sure, her body was there. He didn't come for her body. He come for her. Sure did. That's where my son saw that angel in the room with him just a few days before he died. I've never seen him that excited as long as I've been knowing him since he'd been born. He was excited. He was. Another person in this room. And I'm telling you, he wouldn't have said that if he hadn't seen it. And you know him. He wouldn't have. I didn't see it. But I can tell you one thing. God didn't open my eyes to see it. But I'll tell you what I did. I sensed the presence. Now I know why I couldn't pick him up off the bed. There's something in between us. I always could pick him up. He couldn't. But you know what he saw? He saw in that spirit realm. I'll tell you something. It might scare some of you. If God opened your eye and you could see. Hey, some of them right here, in here right now. Didn't he say they encamped around about them? I've sensed their presence. I've never seen one of them. But I know they're here. Did you know we got a guardian angel? Peter had one. He did. He thought it was his angel who got out of prison over there at the door knocking. Whoo! Run back. It was Peter. Guess who got him out of prison? Angel did. Guess who opened the gate? Took the shackles off of him. An angel did. I just went up to that gate and it just, there she went. Iron gate opened up. Didn't have the normal key, but she opened up. And you know what? When Peter got over where they was praying for him, they couldn't believe. You know what they said? Somebody said, maybe it's angel. Whose angel? His. You got one too. God sent them to those that are heirs unto what? Salvation. You know why? I was spared that God could say, listen, I could get born again. God had a guardian angel protecting me. You know why I'm still here today? God's got an angel protecting me. He's got an angel, thank God. And we now are to realize, thank God for him. They're round about us, encamped around about us. Glory to God. Ride with us. Yeah. heard about the missionary was over there, and he's going to his house and get him, didn't you? Well, I forgot what country it was in now. Bunch of men went after him. And guess what they did when he got over there? They tired of him being over preaching. They said, we're going to get rid of him for sure. They went to his house where he was living. And when they got there, they were scared to death. You know why? All around that house, they saw some of the biggest giants they've ever seen. Men standing all around. They thought they were men. And brother, they hit the road running. And you know what it was? I found out later. There weren't nobody out there. God let them see them angels that was encamped around. About. You know why they didn't get over? Was it Elijah or Elisha up on that hill that day? Elisha, wasn't it? It was Elisha, wasn't it? I get Elijah and Elisha mixed up. But it was Elijah. Elisha, wasn't it? Anyway, you know what? Glory to God. I ain't got to tell you, most of you know it, but somebody might have read it lately. You know what he said? He said, oh, what a world we're going to do. That's what the servant said. Brother Raven said, what are we going to do, Master? You know, all he could see was that vast army coming at him. You know what his prayer was for the servant? Lord, open his eyes that he can see. That's what that verse is saying. Lord, open our eyes that we can behold wondrous things out of the law. And he said, open their eyes that we may see. That he can see. And God opened his eyes, Brother Raymond. You know the story. And you know what he saw? The mountain was full of horses and chariots. And guess what? They come on up, Byron. God just blinded them. He just took them where he wanted to, then took them on down in there to back where they come from. But you know what? They were surrounded. And you know what? They were more of them than they were of them. You know what the little boy said about, was it Elijah left in a chariot of fire, wasn't it? Yeah. The little boy said, somebody said, they'd be scared to get in a chariot of fire. And what the little boy said, not if God's in it. It didn't hurt Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in that fiery furnace, did it? Why? God was in there with him. What did the fourth man look like? The Son of God. Hey. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, we off our text, didn't we? Well, say, we won't prevent them which are asleep. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said, comfort one another with these words. Comfort one another with these words. Praise God. So I want to say to you this morning, there's comfort in the Word of God. There's comfort if we're not ignorant of the things of God and what's coming ahead. And you know what keeps us going? Word of God. Knowing what he's going to do, what he has done, and what's coming in the future. Hallelujah. We can rejoice not only what he's done for us in the past, not only what he's doing for us in the present, but we can rejoice, Brother Larry, what he's going to do for us in the future. He's coming. What a day. Oh, hallelujah. We sang a song something. What a day that will be. Glorious day. Oh, when my Jesus I shall see. What a Savior. What a day that's going to be. And so I want to close with this. Already said it, but I'm going to say it again. If you're going to be forever with the Lord, you got to get with him now. Right? That's what he said. That's what he said here. It says, we'll meet him in the clouds, in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Never again be separated. You know when he left this earth, He sent back the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God. He's our comforter. He's our, along by the side of us, in our guide. And through him, by him, the Lord's with us. Amen? But one day, we're going to be with him forever and ever. And that's what heaven's going to be like. Hallelujah. I tell you, he's sweet. He's light. He's love. He's joy. He's peace. And he's rest. You can rest in him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, you know what? And our loved ones are out here in this graveyard, and your loved ones are wherever they may be. Them bodies are just sleeping. Just asleep. I'm amazed at just natural sleep. It rests you. It refreshes you. You won't live long without it. You got to have it. How long have some of these bodies been asleep? But God's still going to wake them up. You know what? Just as when you're asleep, unless you're dreaming some old something you don't need to be dreaming, you're resting. And you don't have any contact. You don't know what's going on in this world. If you're really asleep, it's all down. You're resting from it. And so those are the sleeping Jesus. While the bodies are sleeping in the grave, they there in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. They sure are. They there. Thank God for it. They resting. Refreshing. And boy, when we see them again, hey, bodies that were frail, crippled, worn, going to be new. Going to be a wonderful time. Can't hardly wait. Hallelujah. Hey, you said you're dreaming. Don't wake me up. It's good. Hallelujah. It's real. Yes, thank you, Brother Billy. It is real. I'm so glad. I'm still ignorant a lot of this book. You'd think I wouldn't be if you look in these about 8 Bibles I've been through in the last 40-something years, but there's still lots I don't know. But I do know enough to know what I'm talking about this morning, that it gives me hope. It makes me not sorry as others which don't have no hope. Hallelujah. I'm rejoicing in the Lord. Someone give me another good word of encouragement. Just, you know what it was? Said, just think. Carol been going a year too, she said. You're a year closer to seeing than you was.
I see it.
That's the way to look at it. I won't say that to all you other widows. Well, I can't say the words. I'll say it to all of you if you've lost a husband.